Welcome, everyone. So I know we had a powerful service. I was able to watch most of it. Went a little bit later today, so the crowd's a little light. So that means everybody in here is doing quadruple duty. Can you handle it? All right. Well, I'm expecting you. Now, when I'm up here, I like having a sense of the people and praying with me. And if I can hear you, I can sense you. And I believe the Lord's going to help me tonight to know where we're at so that we can cooperate with each other and the Holy Spirit. So use your faith and let's see if we can connect together by faith. You know, my dad was telling this afternoon about time taking communion and they were in Colorado, we were here in Fort Worth, and we were taking communion at the exact same time without a plan. So that means we can connect by the Holy Spirit, whether or not we can actually hear each other or sit next to each other. How do we do that? We do it by faith and by following Him. Right? I said right? Right. Okay. All right. Very good. That's what I like. Okay. So we're going to look at the Word just a little bit. But, you know, before we do that, I think it would be good tonight to just, let's just go to the Lord and just see. I have what I believe to be the direction, but you know, when I have something come up in me that I'm not sure, that's probably why I needed the Hankins here. Now I can start. Thank you. Mark and Trina Hankins, everyone. Praise God. Can we talk? Y'all give us a minute. I've been seeing you down here, and I wanted to just run down there and tell you hello, and I love you, and I'm so glad that you are here. If I say anything wrong, feel free to come up and fix it. It's okay. But I'm so glad that you're here, so love and kisses. And it's just hard to connect after service, but I'm so glad that you're here. Okay, back to everyone else. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. That does help me to have you here. You know, the Scripture says that Paul, he went to Troas, and there was a door of opportunity. There was a door open there. He went to Troas, but it says that his spirit could not rest because Titus wasn't there. And even though the Lord had opened a door, and even though he was sent there, he couldn't produce. He couldn't work. He couldn't achieve what God put him there to do. So the next thing he said was, he left. So he left. But glory be to God, we have you, we have faith, and we have Mark and Trina so we can move forward. Mark chapter 16, we talked about this morning, verse 17 and 18. These signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons and they will speak in other tongues. We talked about how tongues is the door to the supernatural to us. It's an avenue to step in. You know, people that aren't filled with the Spirit speaking in other tongues, it's not that they don't have a right to the supernatural. It's not that their spirit isn't qualified. They qualify. But where's the access to it? How do you get over to it? They have to depend on, for the most part, almost spiritual accidents happening. But when we are filled with the Holy Spirit to overflowing, Paul said, I will. And by our will, we can connect with God. What a powerful privilege. A privilege. But I'll take it even further. What a responsibility that we have. Now, I want to add to that. Now, we're going to look at John chapter 7. Familiar scripture. I see some of you have come down. You're great. Come closer. It's all right. I haven't bit anybody since I was 5. Except Aubrey once, because she wouldn't quit biting people. I bit her back, and that ended that. So, but really, not since then. It's okay. I don't care what they tell you. I haven't bit anybody. Okay, so John 7, 37. Now, the final and most important day of the feast, Jesus stood, and he cried in a loud voice. He wanted this to be heard. Imagine it. If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And he who believes in me, just like we heard in Mark 16. As the scripture has said, from his innermost being shall flow springs and rivers of living water. But he was speaking here of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were afterward to receive. For the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus was not yet glorified. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. So not only is this wonderful work of the Holy Spirit something that works on the inside of us, as in everything in God. Whatever he gives to you, he intends for it to do what? Go through you. To go through you. Everything. No plan or purpose of God ends in you. Nothing that God gives ends in you. It comes to you in order to go through you. And you are a vital part of his purpose. It's not just, well, now that you have that, you need to do this. He plans for you to have it. And he's counting on you to be an instrument of the flow of the Holy Spirit. And for that flow to be multiplied exponentially. So what comes in you, this is amazing. What comes in you, it's not only sufficient for you, but it's multiplied as it comes out of you. It gets bigger the more you release it. He gets bigger in you the more you release it. The more you let go, the more your capacity for more increases. God always responds to faithfulness. And when you do what he wants you to do with what he's given you, he increases you so that he can give you more, because you will do more with the more that he gave you. I like having you guys here. Are you for hire? Can I just bring you? They're wonderful. Praise God. So, now Philippians 1:19, and I think the King James Version says it really well. It says, for I know that this shall turn. Now remember, he's writing this from prison. I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I know that this will turn to my salvation. This situation will make its turn to my salvation because of your supply by prayer, your supply of the Spirit of Jesus, the Anointed One. Everything that Jesus did and everything that he is currently doing. I want you to know Jesus is not on vacation. He is exercising his calling as the apostle and high priest of our confession. He is watching over our words. He is watching over our faith. He's faithful. He's faithful to God and the household of God, of whom he is the chief. He is the head. Praise God. And so this supply of the Spirit that we bring is a supply of the work of Jesus. Everything he did and everything he is doing is supplied to other people, to the plan of God, to the church of God, to the body of Christ, to this meeting for this nation, comes by a supply of the Spirit. Now, I know the ministers. I know every one of them speaking here. Many of the ones speaking in youth and children. And I know that they are faithful and diligent, and they are people of prayer and the Word. And so they came to bring the supply of the anointing that they're equipped with. But what if we all brought our supply of the Spirit? What if we're praying in other tongues and there's a supply, a supply, a supply, a supply, a supply? No minister should have to carry a meeting. He should walk into the presence of everything God wants done. It should be grease lightning in this place, because the people of faith have come together to pray. Now, we're going to pray in the Holy Spirit. I want to show you one more thing. Can y'all stand there just a longer? You okay?
Yeah.
What am I saying? I've been standing longer than you have. You're good. Okay. So, Acts chapter 16, you're going to love this. You're going to love seeing this. In Acts chapter 16, I'll just tell you, the Apostle Paul wanted to go to Ephesus. He wanted to go there, and he was stopped. And the Lord said, you cannot go into Asia. You remember that? You can't go into Asia. And he wanted to go somewhere else, and the Lord said, no. Well, that night he had a dream, a night vision, and he saw the man calling him from Macedonia and said, come over here. So in Macedonia, in a large area, region of Greece, and he went, and there he met a little lady named Lydia, a prayer group. Hello, prayer group. At Philippi. And it was at Philippi that Philippians came about. It was at Philippi that the Philippian church was born. It's at Philippi that the earth, the jail shook. Why do you think that jail was shaken? That little lady named Lydia and her prayer group who are on it, making a supply, making a supply. Yeah, but I thought it's because Paul and Silas were praying. How do you think Paul and Silas had the strength to pray after the whooping they just got? There was a supply. There was a supply. There was a supply. There was a supply. The prayer group was a praying and the supply was coming. They started worshiping God and the power from God fell. Glory to God. Set them free and established a church in Philippi, and we have record of it. Isn't that marvelous? But he didn't get to go to Ephesus. Now in chapter 18, he finally did make it to Ephesus, but when he got there, it appears that he didn't stay there, a day or two, a week maybe. I mean, it says he went into a synagogue and preached and left. So it doesn't say how many days, but it indicates, I don't know, it could have been one time. So he didn't stay there, but hey, it's progress. He at least got to go, right? So then what happens in chapter 19? Well, in chapter 19, Acts 19, it says that Paul went through the inner districts and came to Ephesus. And there he found some disciples. And he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed on Jesus as the Christ? And they said, no, we never even heard there was a Holy Spirit. And he said, well, what baptism were you baptized? They said, well, the baptism of John. And so he explained to them that John preached the baptism of repentance until the one who was coming after him, and that his name was Jesus. And so on hearing this, they were baptized in the name of Jesus. And Paul laid his hands on them, and the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in other tongues, and they prophesied. And there were only about 12 of them. Just 12. Just 12. Watch what happens. And so he went into the synagogue for 3 months trying to persuade the Jews. Nothing happened. And it said they became more stubborn. Instead of yielding, they became more stubborn. And the more he talked about the way of the Lord. So he just took his disciples, kind of like took his ball and went, his bat and ball and went home. But he took the disciples and he went to the civic center in Tyrannus from 10 in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon for 2 years. A 5-hour service every day for 2 years. And what happened? Two things. First of all the inhabitants, it says, of Asia, the Jews and the Greeks, heard the word of the Lord. It went out beyond the place. How can they all hear? Well, it's more than just the hearing of the ear of what Paul said. But the word, it didn't say they heard Paul, but they heard the word of the Lord. A door of utterance opened up in the spirit realm so that it went way out beyond where he stayed in that one spot for 2 years. And yet it says all of them all over Asia heard him. Suddenly Ephesus is a hot spot. Why? Because there were 12 Holy Ghost-filled disciples praying in other tongues and prophesying. Bringing a supply. Bringing a supply. Bringing a supply. And they didn't draw back. They didn't pull back. But then what happened? It didn't quit there. And then, they said it's continued for 2 years. And God did unusual and extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that the handkerchiefs and towels which had touched his skin were carried away, put upon the sick, their diseases left them, and evil spirits came out of them. Extraordinary miracles, outstanding miracles. Why? Because there were 12 disciples, and I'm sure more by now, that were praying in the Holy Ghost and prophesying, and they're hearing the word. So praying in tongues, prophesying, and hearing the word is going to open up a door of utterance from this meeting that will affect the church of the living God, affect the nation all over the United States, from the top of this world to the bottom, all the way around. And right here in our midst, I'm believing that there will be unusual, extraordinary miracles done in our midst, because you and you and you and you and you and me brought our supply of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So out of our belly flows this river. Out of our belly flows this supply. Why do we take the time to talk? Why do we take the time to speak on these things? Because could you sense your faith coming up? Now you are by faith ready to bring your supply. I was in a meeting in Australia one time and had a partner with me. We're two by two, you know, and we're this prayer conference. And we were speaking there, and she called me and she said, I just can't quit praying in tongues. It seems like I'm standing over a large, like a giant vat or like a water tank or something that's empty. And out of my own belly, I'm pouring in to fill this thing up. And that's what we're here to do, is to let this be filled up with the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Tony, begin to play. Aubrey, if you'd come up. And we'll just, let's begin now. We'll find our place in God. Now, run off in tongues, but on purpose. See, we got to on purpose let that flow come by faith. Come on up here. Zabado. Idosh heriato one adasida bakatina manake. Nale edo o gregi di shadoro brata shere nekiza zazasi. The supply. Zodo digista edera komone nekiza. Lord agraga didire lekiza. Negera dozo gonyush mic. Edrodo segida danonama. Endo no dozo se fibra, edo no shik la casota, endo dojo se kerindo gosida glagasti, endo koshe shashano kozo si keristo, ondo siza labro doso zide nike shtara bredo, led aso koboto pratati ke, gela kaso sone kishana, ligera gasasi. Let all the brothers share it. I know coyote. Eyes. The batoshna da da balai. Lord, the supply. Ero boshte kira la mosuke. Ado shokoro desi kina ma. Edo do goce sisata. Nedo do lokoso go gligi shan ma degina. Eza sa shatata shtata. Indara zoseke. If you want to come up. You want to come up here? Adarov Ros de Kiri de Bashta Trina. So Togosh de Kisa Sasashta Trina. Adagogosh de Teredida. Do you want to come up? This is Kish. Okay, so count one. Abrado O Nige Eda Hala. Oh, as I know Tishera. Lord Agabarashta Kazasi. Ejosetera Labotos about us. Ila, ya. Come here. Sometimes it helps to really to link up. You might catch hold of somebody. Get leg arms, something. Edo shadale leleso kodo. Ena azo koro bashana. Edo soko bogo sode. Ado bozo siza sado bozo no de daba. Edo donde kichata no nini gizasa. Lord abrado zosike. Lord abrado zosheki na 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 na. Ado koside. Aglegi sheo no nama. Praise him, Adosh Shekebata.
Lord, abro poco si le quina na jotada. Edo do gele le kisanto sole ni mashaniana. Ora ta shodo kinzi ta tada. Lead as to como si kitara mashate. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God. The deep low. The deep low. Yes, Lord, the deep low. The deep from the deep place. The rivers. The deep rivers. The underground rivers. Rivers. The deep rivers. Yeah. Old rivers. Come on now. Lord, Napata, Yayatava, Lord, Kavashtika, Lord, great rivers, rivers, now, deep rivers, the river flow, yes, Lord, that river, Lord, you know the river, Lord, yes, Lord, the river of our fathers, pick it up now, the river flow,
Lord, to overflow.
him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to his great name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Shout amen. One more time. Shout praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.